Tokyo Takeaways, insights from the 2025 IFRS conference. Integrated reporting gains traction. The enthusiasm for the integrated reporting framework is palpable, with almost 1,200 Japanese companies on board. This approach helps companies tell their value creation stories more effectively. According to recent research, over 70% of investors use these reports to engage with companies. The quality of these reports is also on the rise, thanks to increased interest from regulators and investors. Stakeholder support for standards. Regulators, companies, and investors are all singing the praises of quality, consistency, and comparability in financial reporting. As global and local standards align, integrated thinking becomes even more relevant. This approach helps break down internal silos, providing context and enhancing accountability. Human capital disclosures in the spotlight. Japan's regulators and investors are particularly keen on high-quality human capital disclosures. These are seen as crucial for identifying value drivers like productivity, diversity, and innovation. The Financial Services Agency, FSA, has incorporated human capital into the integrated reporting framework to encourage better management and disclosures. Focusing on what matters, governance is a key feature of the integrated reporting framework, as well as IFRS S1 and S2. Companies and investors agree that emphasizing governance can help avoid boilerplate disclosures. Instead, the focus should be on what truly matters to investors. Why this matters? The 2025 IFRS conference highlighted the growing importance of integrated reporting and high-quality disclosures. As global and local standards continue to align, companies must focus on meaningful reporting that meets investor needs and enhances transparency.